The Rats in the Walls by H.P. Lovecraft. Read by Wayne June. On 16 July, 1923, I moved into the Exham Priory after the last workman had finished his labors. The restoration had been a stupendous task, for little had remained of the deserted pile but a shell-like ruin. Yet because it had been the seat of my ancestors, I let no expense deter me. The place had not been inhabited since the reign of James I, when a tragedy of intensely hideous, though largely unexplained, nature had struck down the master, 5 of his children, and several servants, and driven forth under a cloud of suspicion and terror the 3rd son, my lineal progenitor, and the only survivor of the abhorred line. With this sole heir denounced as a murderer, the estate had reverted to the crown. Nor had the accused man made any attempt to exculpate himself or regain his property. Shaken by some horror greater than that of conscience or the law, and expressing only a frantic wish to exclude the ancient edifice from his sight and memory, Walter de la Poer, 11th Baron Exham, fled to Virginia, and there founded the family which by the next century had become known as Delapore. Exham Priory had remained untenanted, though later allotted to the estates of the Norris family, and much studied because of its peculiarly composite architecture, an architecture involving Gothic towers resting on a Saxon or Romanesque substructure, whose foundation, in turn, was of a still earlier order, or blend of orders, Roman and even Druidic.